do we want to just fast tell what was going on when we did episode one?
Yeah, so in honor of our 300th episode, let's do that. Let's reminisce a long time ago. Who knows when we did episode one? What year are we talking about?
Well, Toppy, that would be April of 2012, 7.5 years ago. Also happening 7.5 years ago, the Big Fatty Show was on episode 1100.
Whoa. So
wow.
1900 episodes in the time it's taken us to do 300.
Nice. Oh, my God.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty Show.
Whoa.
So wow.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3056 of the BFO for Monday the 28th of October. Big Fatty SK Crema Week, it's true. 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Pumpkins, Big Fatty, you called me Pumpkin. I did. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's Gay Crema Week. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you know, last weekend, you know, sometimes when Gay Crema falls in the middle of the week, they do it on a weekend that's closest to it. And y'all, the Dudley Do-Rights, they had... The bartenders were all dressed up in costume and things like that. And, you know, I guess they'll still do something on Thursday evening. Yes, Big Fatty, instead of handing out the candies. It's true. And so I got nothing. I got nothing. Big Fatty, neither do we. So please move the show forward.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Dear Gussie, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium today. Big Fatty, are you sure? Well, y'all, I think I've got this right, and if not, I'm going to have egg on my face. B, Fatty, I'm expecting an omelet. Y'all, today, the 28th, y'all, is the anniversarium of that frequency and the Fuzzbear. B, Fatty, and y'all, I know frequency had another partner for a while, but I don't think that was the Fuzzbear. I think Fuzzbear is the one he has now, and if not, then y'all, I'm gonna have egg all over my face. Big Fatty, I'd like a bacon and cheese omelet with all that egg. Oh well, thanks for the confidence, but y'all, we hadn't heard from Frequency out there in the gay wasteland in a while. You know, he does his little show, but I don't know what's going on with that. So maybe if I fucked it up, he'll get on and do a little show and tell everybody I fucked it up, or if I got it right. Big Fatty, don't worry about that. Maybe he'll tell everybody I got it right. So happy anniversarium.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Yeah, I see y'all today the 28th of October is, yo, very important celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Neither of these people listen to the little show. Big Fatty, they're smarter than the rest. Y'all, the first is the wifey of Pooh Bear out there in the Washington state. Y'all, it's none other than Piglet. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Piglet. Well, we love Pooh Bear, too. And I'm not even sure Pooh Bear listens anymore. Big Fatty, I wish the best for him if he does, but if, he'll be doing fine if he doesn't. And y'all, then the second one, y'all, it's Mike's birthday. Big Fatty, Mike who? Y'all, it's the GFN General's husband, Mike. Oh, Big Fatty. Well, the poor thing, he has to live with the GFN General. So I mean, you know, well, anyway, but. Y'all, and y'all, I've never met either one of these. Well, I've met the GF in general, but I haven't met the GF in general's husband? I don't know, but I hadn't met Piglet. So y'all, if you see Pooh Bear or the GF in general or Mike or Piglet, Big Fatty, just the whole gambit, or Tigger or E or Big Fatty, y'all wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, you know, I told you that I made the Nuts and Bolts cereal mix, and on Thursday evening, y'all, Nick came by. Big Fatty, is he gonna be moving in soon? No, absolutely, y'all. Nick is just a friend. He enjoys learning about the Charleston Ballet Theater, and he likes to come and hang out with Durwood and Granny and I. And y'all, I just happen to be the one that lives closest to him. Big Fatty, the poor thing. anyway, and so he came by for a little while, and we chitter-chatted. He came by after work, and we chitter-chatted a little bit, and then he said, "I've only got a few minutes, but could you teach me a little bit more about the ballet theater?" Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I did indeed, and you know, it's been a while, because he had that body modification done a few weeks ago, so he's it's kind of been a lull there for him. But y'all, we'll get him back up to speed soon. Yes, Big Fatty. I gave him some of the nuts and bolts. Oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. Because I didn't. Y'all, I don't think I made them until. Did I make them Thursday or Friday? I don't know. I made them either Thursday or Friday. But I don't think I gave them to him. Yes, I did give them to him Thursday night, because, y'all, he hadn't had any supper. And so, let me back up. Because, y'all, you know, my brother and sister-in-law arrived Thursday afternoon. Big Fatty, you are so confused. And, y'all, this was the first time they'd been to the villa. And, yeah, that's right, because I recoded before they got here. And, y'all, they just think it's just perfect. Just perfect. Y'all, it's what everybody in my family has said when they got to the villa, is they say, this is just perfect for you. Just perfect. Big Fatty. And they went on, and, you know, he had old coal miners weekend. They went on down to the motel and all that. Then Nick came by later on, and I gave my brothers some of the Chex Mix to take to the motel so they'd have a little snack. And then Nick finished it off. He goes, This shit's good. And so y'all, on late Thursday evening, I'm laying in the Love Chamber. And I hear... Y'all, it was one of the smoke detectors. And the battery was going low. And y'all, there was just no way in hell I was going to be able to sleep through that. So I got up and had to figure out which one it was and put a new battery in it. And all is good in the world again. Anyway, got up on Friday, did my nipple walks and everything. And y'all, I made another batch of the nuts and bolts. And y'all, then my brother was playing in a golf tournament, and so he was out playing golf, and so my sister-in-law came back by the villa here, and we just sat and visited for a while. Y'all, it was just lovely. And then after that, what do we do for right? Evening. What happened Friday evening? Oh, y'all, I had dinner with my brother and sister-in-law and some of his former coal mining friends. And y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And then I came back here to the villa, and Nick was sitting out in front of the villa. Y'all, he was almost like the only thing he wasn't doing was blowing the horn, going, "Hurry up and get home." And so, y'all, I got home, and evidently he was ready to learn more about the ballet theater. And y'all, we both had a little cocktail, and I think he left here about a little bit after 11 p.m. in the evening, a good couple of hours, he appeared to have left with the satisfaction of having the experience. Big Fatty, you're just making my stomach grumble. And y'all, then on Saturday, what did I do Saturday? Y'all, I got up Saturday and I did my nipple walks and everything. Y'all, it had gotten hot. It's gotten hot again. It's in the 80s. I had told Nick, Big Fatty, it's the whole damn weekend about Nick. Well, this weekend it was, because y'all, I was out of town visiting my mother when we all would go out as a group and go for somebody's birthday, and I missed Nick's birthday. And y'all, he wanted to go to the Olive Garden, so y'all, I said, well, I'll take you to the Olive Garden. I asked Durwood if he wanted to come, and he was out working in the yard, and Granny wasn't interested. And so we went and had a lovely, just a lovely supper. And y'all, the funny thing was, we were on the way out of the restaurant, and you know there's a little vestibule, there's a set of outside doors and inside doors, and we were in between the two sets of doors, and it's just Nick and I in there. And as we're heading out, poor Big Fatty, y'all, it sounded like I had soiled myself. I mean, and Nick went, "Oh my God, you are so fucking nasty!" And y'all, then we started across the parking lot, and he got so tickled, he was just giggling like a schoolgirl, y'all. And y'all, we called Granny on the FaceTime and was talking to him about it, and I just let another one go, and it, oh my God. You know, and y'all, it was just funny. And y'all, so we came on back here to the villa, and y'all, it was between 5:30 and 5:45, and we decided, well, let's all go on down to Dudley Do-Right's. Be ready. And so Nick drove himself down there, and I texted Durwood. Granny had already said he wasn't going out. I texted Durwood, and I said, well, we're going out a little early to Dudley Do-Right's, and by early I mean now. And he says, oh shit, I'll get dressed and meet y'all there. So y'all, we had a lovely evening, just chitter-chatted with friends and all. And y'all, we were, I guess Durwood and I left about 10 p.m. in the evening, a little after 10 o'clock, and Nick left sometime after that. But anyway, and then Sunday, y'all, I was planning on having my brother and sister-in-law over here before they left, but y'all, they decided to get an early start. Big Fatty, they didn't want to smell you farting again, And so they were on the road. I texted them about, I don't know, about 10 a.m. in the morning. And they said, oh, we got an early start. We were afraid there might be some bad weather. And one of my brother's former coal miner's friends, he came by to see the villa. First time he had been by here. And y'all, we went and had a lovely Greek chicken lunch. And y'all, then I got back. And then in the morning, I took a morning nipple walk. And then after our lunch, he headed to the Aereo Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aereo Puerto. And then I did my afternoon nipple walk, and y'all, I've been sitting on the veranda of the villa, and it's been a very, very nice weekend. And y'all, this time next week, we will have returned to standard time. Big Fatty, please praise hydrogen. And so y'all, just get ready to fall back this coming Saturday evening, and you'll get an extra hour of sleep. Big Fatty, or maybe an extra hour of ballet theater lessons. Well, that sounds pretty good too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, on my Sunday afternoon nipple walk, y'all, there were 207 houses that were decorated for Gay Crema. And y'all, there's one house, they have so many pumpkins on the steps of the house, y'all, I stopped and counted them, the other 72 pumpkins. Benny, there's gonna be a lot of pumpkin pie, I guess. But anyway, y'all, Dr. Stone, you know Dr. Stone from over there at the Lotzel? Y'all, he sent this to me, and he says, since you're familiar with the AP Style Guide, take a look at this question that was submitted from a journalist to the AP editors. That's some hard-hitting journalism and good content for the little show. Y'all, the question came from Bowling Green, and it says, a man was indicted for crashing a vehicle, breaking into his girlfriend's home, defecating in his pants, and then trying to wash them in said girlfriend's dryer. May I use, quote, pooped in pants, end quote. And y'all, the AP, you know, the AP, you know, they know the best way to use phrasing and everything, said, I wouldn't. That's informal language for a crime story. Also, note the second and third sentences of this entry. Use indict only in connection with the legal process of bringing charges against an individual or corporation to avoid any suggestion that someone is being judged before trial. Do not use that phrase. Instead, say indicted on a charge of killing or indicted on a charge of pooping one's pants. Beef, Eddie, you're guilty as charged on that one. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Gay Crema week. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, we got some special artwork you only get to see once a year. So y'all head on over there to the BFO and just kind of check it all out. Yes, Big Fatty, it's very ghoulish, but even though Granny's not in the pictures, well, anyway. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotzel, and y'all, they just celebrated their 300th episode, and that's quite a hallmark in podcasting. And that Peter G, just out of curiosity, when you tell your friends about podcasting, what's the first thing you mention to them?
Big Fatty Show.
Whoa.
Wow.
Big Fatty, it sounds like Dr. Stone and old Stinkpot may have pooped their pants.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.